All right, let's jump into our picks because we already have three games in the books, and I went 2-1. Obviously, I missed on that Patriots game. I was close.
Me too.
Yeah. We all did. I think the four of us that we posted our picks over at Full Press Coverage, we all actually had the same three picks, and we all picked New England, and we all lost. So let's pick it up right in Chicago. We're gonna get the battle of Trevor Siemian and Mike White. We could have been talking about 2021 draft, first round draft pick quarterbacks and Justin Fields and Zach Wilson, but Justin Fields is reportedly banged up, and I think the last I heard was it's trending that he's going to be out, and it will likely be Trevor Siemian. We do know it's going to be Mike White in New York, as Robert Saleh has benched Zach Wilson for the time being. So who wins this mess of a game? I'm going to say Chicago, and I think I made this pick thinking Justin Fields was going to play, but I don't think it really makes a difference. I like the Jets' defense, and it makes me pause and say, maybe I should switch the Jets because of all the units on the field, that's probably the best. But I already picked Chicago. I've already been on the record for picking Chicago. I'm going to go down with the ship, so give me the Bears.
Yeah, I went the Jets just because I think the rest of the team will get the spark they kind of need with the Zach Wilson benching. And, mm-hmm. and yeah, just without Justin Fields, and I think combining that with how the Jets defense has played up front in the defensive line, I just can't really trust Chicago to maybe outscore the Jets possibly in this game. So I'm going to go with New York.
All right, next we have Houston at Miami. You know, Houston, maybe they're looking ahead to next week when they get to face their former quarterback in Deshaun Watson. Either way, whatever focus they have, they're not going to beat Miami. I got Miami winning pretty comfortably. So, Dolphins.
Yeah, not a lot to add to there. Dolphins are coming off the bye. So, Tua, Tyreek, and Jalen Waddle, I'm sure will have a pretty big day. And I expect Miami to win pretty handily here.
All right, speaking of Cleveland, they host the Tampa Bay Buccaneers coming off the bye after obviously playing in Germany last week. I got to believe that the Buccaneers, after winning two in a row, having the 2 weeks off, kind of finding some things that worked. I got to believe that this team is going to come back and be competitive the rest of the way. I think it starts with a pretty nice game at Cleveland. So give me the Buccaneers on the road.
Yeah, Rashad White expected to start now with Leonard Fournette being downgraded, and he just seems to kind of have a little bit of a different jolt and a pace that he can provide to this Bucs offense that wants to run the ball here and there. So I think that's gonna be huge for Tampa Bay here in the latter half of the season, and I expect them to win today in Cleveland.
All right, one of the most painful games to pick all season. And trust me, when I say painful, I mean painful. I think I got a sharp pain in my side when I was thinking about it. Denver has only scored 18 points twice this entire season. They may do it, score less than 18 points again today, and they might win. I had to pick someone. I haven't been unsuccessful picking ties. I'm hoping it's not a tie because that means we get 10 extra minutes of this game, and I just don't want that. So I'm going to go out and say Denver wins. I don't think they score more than 18 points, but then again, Carolina is Carolina, and unless Sam Darnold gives them the spark they need, which I doubt, this is going to be a very ugly game. So I say all this to say Denver.
I went with Carolina just because I picked Denver last week and I didn't really want to pick them again and have them blow another game. So I kind of just threw a dart and went with the home team here, maybe expecting Sam Darnold to do a little bit more than Baker Mayfield, but it'll obviously be tough against this defense. So expecting maybe like a 9-6 final here, but I'll go with the Panthers.
All right, next, Baltimore at Jacksonville. Baltimore, obviously, right now, the AFC North division leader. However, this hasn't been the best Baltimore team we've seen in years. We haven't quite seen that explosive offense. And, you know, as much as Lamar Jackson's playing well, it's not probably what we expected. Certainly not what he wanted during a contract year. However, I think they're going to handle Jacksonville because, well, Jacksonville's Jacksonville, and they really just kind of do the same thing no matter what coach they have, what quarterback, what regime. It doesn't really matter. So Baltimore on the road to maintain that slim lead in the division.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting with Lamar. I think like the first 3 to 4 weeks in the season, he was, you know, among, you know, the most touchdowns, at least that he was responsible for among quarterbacks. And now he's hardly kind of been involved in those lately. So kind of interested to see if this is a matchup maybe where he can start to get things going through the air a little bit, given that Jacksonville's a little bit stronger in the front seven. But I think they'll win today on the road. I wouldn't be surprised if it's still close, but I think the Ravens will find a way.
All right, next we have a playoff rematch from last year, Cincinnati. We talked about them just a minute ago. At Tennessee, it's remarkable. I saw someone, it was tweeted out, I think from the NFL account or some show or whatever, from the NFL.com website. But Cincinnati's splits from last year at this point and this year at this point, both 6-4, almost identical points per game, almost identical passer rating, identical points given up. I mean, it's remarkable how similar it is to last year. And of course, we know last year they went on and went to the Super Bowl. No Jamar Chase again this week, and no Joe Mixon. Mm. But they've been still winning and still playing successful. And look, that 5-turnover game in week one from Joe Burrow, that seems like a distant memory because he's been playing some very, very good football. So despite all that, I like Cincinnati on the road in this one.
I went Tennessee just because I don't know. I just like this Titans formula so much, and maybe it's just because of the injuries. I just like how maybe they can out-physical the Bengals and maybe create some of those turnovers. I don't know if the Bengals are necessarily as strong defensively this year up front as maybe what they finished last season. So Derrick Henry might be the difference in this one in the end. So really excited for this one, but I'm going to go with the Titans.
All right, next we have the Commanders hosting the Atlanta Falcons. Taylor Heineke, 4-1 as a starter this season. This Washington team has very quietly won majority of their games the last month and a half, and I think they keep it going this week against Atlanta. So give me the Commanders.
Yeah, not a whole lot to add here. I think the Falcons, it's just weird to see their differences on the road versus being at home in kind of these close wild games. And I think you've seen Mariota start to kind of fall off after he did, you know, some decent things early in the season. So I'm going to go Washington here.
And another example of how things change, but it just stays the same nonetheless, the Chargers. I mean, this has been the same team for almost the last 20 years. Talent, hype, falling short. And, you know, we've kind of seen some more struggles this year than we did last year. We both agree that coaching is an issue. However, on the other side of the coin in this week's matchup, you have the Arizona Cardinals who are even worse. So, look, I harp on the Chargers a bit because I had a lot of hope for them, and I kind of fell for the trap again with that team. Doesn't mean they're completely out of it. I still think they're a pretty good team, just not one I'm going to sell on consistently or buy consistently. This week, though, I am going to buy them to handle the Cardinals on the road. So give me the Chargers, and hopefully you get a nice big game from Justin Herbert this week.
I really wanted to go the Cardinals on this one, but I can't really trust anything Kyler Murray's doing right now. And obviously missed the last 2 weeks. He has Marquise Brown back and DeAndre Hopkins back. But I feel like this could be a game where the Chargers defense gets going a little bit, especially on the back end and kind of make up for some of those mistakes we saw late last week. So I'll go with the Chargers.
All right, next we have Seattle coming off the bye, much like the Bucks they played in Germany 2 weeks ago, hosting the Las Vegas Raiders. And again, as much as things change, they stay the same with the Raiders. There's nothing that I can see that would convince me that the Raiders can win this game because, you know, they could jump out to a 24-0 lead and I'm still taking the Seahawks. So give me the Seahawks.
Yeah, I got the Seahawks as well. I think unless, you know, Geno Smith plays like Russell Wilson and the Broncos offense, I can't see the Raiders making enough stops defensively in this game, so I'm going to go with Seattle.
Next, we have the Saints heading to San Francisco. The Saints are they're not what they were last year. They weren't a great team last year, but they were no one wanted to play him because they had a really good defense, and I think they were much better coached, obviously, with Sean Payton. This year, not so much, and I think there are issues, underlying issues with this team that aren't going to go away, i.e. Michael Thomas. I don't know if you saw some of the tweets he was tweeting yesterday, but he seems to perhaps have an issue with some of the quarterbacks throwing to him. But then again, wake me up when he's on the field again, and then maybe we can talk. So anyways, they're going to San Francisco. Look, San Francisco, you can argue, is the best team in the NFC. The record doesn't reflect it yet, but anyone who's watched this team, especially offensively the last few weeks, looks, you know, knows that they're probably pretty legit. I like San Francisco in a pretty comfortable win this week.
Yeah, that's kind of where I was going, was, you know, the record. It's kind of weird to see that they're 6-4 because just seems like they've been much more dominant than that. And obviously a couple of squeakers that kind of went against some weaker teams. But yeah, I think this is probably the best defense in the NFC, as much as Philadelphia's added to their roster this season. And that's obviously not a good recipe for Andy Dalton and the Saints. So I like the Niners pretty big today.
All right, Kansas City hosting the Rams. No Matt Stafford. Look, the Rams are a bad team. They should lose this game, and I think Kansas City, you know, if you're a Chiefs fan, you want to see probably just a complete game. You don't need a blowout. You don't need this. You just need two good halves of football, and I think you'll agree with me that, you know, having a good first half and then, you know, dragging your feet through a second half, yeah, a win's a win, but you're going to be like, all right, come on, let's put it together through quarters 1-4, and I think you're going to get that from the Chiefs tonight. So, or today. So, yeah, Chiefs.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of weird to think, you know, Malik Willis and the Titans did what they did to them, as far as, you know, not having their starting quarterback. But obviously, Titans' formula and talent is a lot better than the Rams, and
I think, yeah, they're better coached too.
Right. Yeah, it's just I think the Rams, even outside of the quarterback, it's just, you know, no Cooper Kupp. I think Allen Robinson is not expected to play today. So it's just a lot of kind of nameless, faceless, basically, players out there on a team that is defending Super Bowl champs. So I was really excited for this game going into the year, and now it could be obviously a blowout. So Chiefs pretty easily today.
Yeah, I don't see any path for the Rams winning this game unless I don't know, unless Aaron Donald could somehow match his defensive line abilities on offense in some capacity. I don't think that's possible. This isn't a Mighty Ducks movie or anything like that. So, all right, last but not least, Sunday Night Football, the Green Bay Packers at the Philadelphia Eagles. We learned this week that Aaron Rodgers is dealing with a broken thumb. You know, whether it's a coincidence that information comes out, I don't know, whatever. But I don't know what it is, but I get the feeling that we're going to get an upset tonight. Sunday Night Football, Packers, you know, look, this, whether it's playing with a little bit less pressure because, you know, despite not being mathematically out of it, I don't think anyone believes that the Packers are in any way capable of making it to the playoffs. Sometimes that allows you to play a little bit looser, and I think that's going to happen tonight because I think the Eagles have been pressing a little bit the last couple weeks. And, you know, we saw them nearly lose last week to the Colts. I think Green Bay's a little bit better, or at least they're capable of, because of their quarterback. And I think this is a week where they're going to look pretty good. So I don't know if it's an upset, but I think it's an upset, Green Bay over Philadelphia.
Yeah, I almost wanted to go there as well. I think it'll be close, but I guess it's just, I guess for me, it's seeing how the Packers offensive skill players maybe match up with the secondary of the Eagles. That's maybe what worried me the most. Mm-hmm. So I went with the Eagles, but I do think it'll be close tonight.
Oh, we'll see. Hopefully, at least at the very least, we'll get an entertaining game. But all right, thank you everyone for tuning in. That's going to do it for us. Stay tuned about 11:30 as we got our Full Press Fantasy Live show coming up here right on Full Press Radio on Twitter, on our Facebook page, Full Press Coverage, and of course over on our YouTube page, also named, coincidentally or not, Full Press Coverage. How about that? We will be back, obviously, next week as we, again, do our picks and everything like that. But stay tuned all week for FPC Radio Live and, of course, Full Press NFL Podcast as Brady and I give our studs and duds this week coming up on Tuesday. So thank you, everyone, for tuning in, and we will talk to you soon.